Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Kif Tes Zayin. We're holding on the fourth line from the top of the Amud. And as you recall, we spoke yesterday about the big controversy that they had with the Tzedoikim about a Bas HaBen going potentially and Yarshning together with a Bas. Meaning, Ploini Almoini passed away, left over two children, a son and a daughter. If the son and daughter would have outlived their father Ploini, then of course only the son would Yarshin. That's the din of Ishkiyomus Uvein Ein Loi. Son gets first. If there's no son, Vavatus Nachlos Levita, you give it to the daughter. But Ma'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately, the Ben passed away. Ploini's son, the Ben, passed away. But he left over Baruch Hashem a daughter. Okay, Baruch Hashem. And Ploini also left over himself a daughter. So Ploini, who passed away, left over, therefore, after his passing, there was one daughter and there was one granddaughter. A daughter, a regular daughter, and a granddaughter, the daughter of the son. Who Yarshins? We know from our Mishnah, and we know from Chazal, that only the granddaughter is going to Yarshin, not the daughter. The Tzedoikim were not happy about that. They made a ganze taram. The Yochanan and Zakkai showed their foolishness from the case of the Benoi Slavchot. Finally, they had to concede, and on the 24th day of Teves, but Gemach the ganze Yomtzef. So, similar to that, the Gemara is going to tell us a real story, but not with Tzedoikim, but with Inzer Chazal. Vayoimru. This is talking out after the terrible story of the Mas of Pelegish Begiva. The story of Pelegish Begiva appears at the end of Sefer Shoftim and tells about a terrible, terrible story about Nebuch, a young couple, and then a couple of gangsters, mafioso from the Shevet Binyamin, went and did terrible things with the daughter, with this young married lady. And after that, Gans Klal Yisrael was very upset and said to Binyamin, go and hand over the perpetrators. They refused. There was a big mechama, and kemat, the entire Shevet of Binyamin was decimated, annihilated, and the only 600 men that were left over at the end. Finally, Klal Yisrael had rachmanis on them and allowed these 600 men to go and marry. Why? Because they didn't want that a whole Shevet Yisrael be nimchik, would be totally wiped out. And especially, we said in the Gemara yesterday that we have a Kabbalah that Gemiri Delei Kol Shifta, based on a Pasuk in Malachi, where the Pasuk in Malachi says, Ki Ani Hashem Loi Shenisi V'Atam Bnei Yaakov Loi Chilisam. So therefore they had Rachmunis on the Shevet Binyamin. Now, the Shevet Binyamin is going to get married, they're going to have children. What happens if they have daughters? After all, it's very common that people have daughters. And those daughters are going to marry outside the Shevet. And except for the first generation in the Torah, the times of Bnei Slavcha, that's totally mutter. People are allowed to go and intermarry, so to speak, from one Shevet to another Shevet. Binyamin was very concerned. If one of the girls who's going to be born is going to marry outside the Shevet, then a major, major Nachla Binyamin is going to go and move from Binyamin somewhere else. Now remember, Nachlas were given out in the Torah at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. At the time of Yeshua ben Nun, each one of the Shvatim had tens of thousands of individuals. Now you're talking about the whole Shevet Binyamin is 600 individuals. So 600 divided up, subdivided up, a major, major part of Eretz Yisrael that was originally intended for 50,000, 60,000, or whatever the number of Binyaminites that came into Eretz Yisrael at the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So if one of them is going to have a daughter, and that daughter is going to marry into Shevet Reuven or Shimon or something, they're going to take a major, major chunk. On the other hand, they didn't want to be mevato the din of the Torah totally, where the Torah says that a daughter goes in the ashes. So they made as a shikul pshar, that if a Binyaminite who got married only had a daughter, then that daughter gets the entire Yerusha. And we're going to encourage her, says Rishbam, not to marry outside of Binyamin, try to find a fellow person from Binyamin. On the other hand, if it's not that he has a daughter, but rather this Binyaminite has a number of sons, and one of the sons dies early, unfortunately, but leaves over a daughter, even though that daughter is entitled to go and Yarshin together with all of her uncles. For instance, a fellow from Binyamin had five sons, Lamashal. One of the five sons never passed away and left over a daughter. So min ha-Torah, based on what we learned yesterday and what we learned in the Mishnah, when the Binyaminite passes away and he leaves over the four sons and that granddaughter Yarshins together with the other four sons, because she happens to be the Yoreshes of her father, who's also a son. Now he made a special ta'akana li'oyse hador, that girl, that granddaughter, should not take a Yerusha together with her four uncles, but rather that her Yerusha goes over to the four uncles. And that's what the Gemara tells us, Vayoyimru, fourth line to the top of Kuf Tehzayin Amud Aleph, and they said, Yerusha's Pleitel Binyamin, the Yerusha which is left over, Nebuch, for the Pleitim, for the remaining 600 souls of Binyamin, for the Yimach HaShevim Yisrael, and we want to make sure that the Shevet doesn't get wiped out, but not only that the Shevet doesn't get wiped out, we want to make sure that the Yerusha, which is Pleitel Binyamin, this remaining Yerusha that Binyamin has, which is now huge for this small Shevet of Binyamin, all of 600 souls, we want to make sure that that Yerusha also doesn't get Nimcha. And therefore, Amr Yitzhak, the Rabbi Ami, Malamed, comes to tell you, Shehisnu al Sheva Binyamin, that the Rabbanim at that time made a special takana, Shleitirash Basa Ben Emo Achin, that a Basa Ben that normally would Yarshin together with all of her uncles should not Yarshin, but rather the uncles get the entire Yerusha. However, it points out Rishbam, if there was only a daughter or only multiple daughters, and there were no sons, they were not misakin to mavatal the whole inyan of Yerusha Sabas, the Bas would get the Nachla. However, that we would go and encourage her that she should go and marry within the Shevet Binyam. How were Chazal able to do something like that, take away the Yerusha from this granddaughter? Says Rishbam, Hefker Bezen Hefker. And Bezin has that right to go and take away monetary rights and give it to other people. If you just look quickly at the Rishbam, Shleitirish Bas Haben Imhu Achim, Zokt Rishbam. The Rishbam is about a quarter from the top of the Amud. Shleitirish Bas Haben Imhu Achim, Shel Ben, don't allow this Bas Haben to go and take the Yerusha together with the other Achim, this Bas of the Ben, Ela Achim Yorushin Kol Nichseav, but rather the surviving brothers, surviving sons, Uyashin, all the Nechasim of the father. Vafilu Chelik Sheyeroi La'achein Hameis, and even that Chelik that should have gone to their brother, and therefore should go to their niece, no, they made a takana that they take the entire Yerusha. Why? V'shevoisa Masa Tebelegesh B'givam Meisav B'machama Kol Sheyve Ben Yamin. Nebuch, the entire Shev Binyamin was decimated, at least kemat. Vafil ha-noshim, even the women. Ki nechsev, manas l'naysorim l'noshim, ki nishmeda mi Binyamin isha, v'lei noyusem mehem, the only thing that was left over, kim sheish meyois, 600 men, shenosu noshim that got married, arba meyos mi noyus yobish gilad, umasayim shechotv minoy shiloi, 400, but 200, 600. V'nimtza, call Eretz Binyamin, the entire Eretz Binyamin that had originally been given to tens of thousands of people, is now the Sheish Meresish. Now it remains for this small little club of 600 people. L'fichach, boy, you say, Ace, at that time, Magia, what would happen? Magia Ma'oid Menanachla, on the side he adds yet another word, Magia Ma'oid Harbe Dachsumir. Magia harbe mi oy min anachla. There'd be a tremendous nachla liisha achas habolirish. Any woman that would be now descended from these 600, she'd get a huge nachla. Wow. V'imtinase the shevet achan. If she's going to marry another shevet, nimtis nigras nachla shevet Binyamin. Shevet Binyamin is going to lose 5% of the 2%, a tremendous amount. V'icha hiskinu dehecha diyesh bonim. Yorshim is Aviyam. If there are sons that Yarshim, Gle Me'ekra Nachla B'nei Hameis, where the Iker Taka, the Iker Torah, that the Nachla should stay with the children, is staying with the children, because there are another four sons, they're going to get it. Hisnu Shleitirish Ba'asa Ben Imoen, the Hefke Bezin Hefke. Avlim Loyin Yechbonim, Elabonois. What happens if there are no sons? There are only daughters, or only one daughter. Then Gambas Abbas Tirishimo, and then a granddaughter would Yarshin. So a Nichale Lameshokin Achlose Mizaroi, because to go and wipe away the entire Yerusha from a Binyaminite and say, we're not going to give it to that Mishpacha, we're going to give it to somebody else. After all, the father who lives in this world and sweated and put in so much effort to hold on to, retain and develop whatever Yerusha he got, he would not want to find out in the Olam HaEmes that Nebuch, none of it remained for his kids. As long as there are other sons that are getting it, Nishkefer. Inam Yehechad Igabonim, Banois, Ubasa Ben, Tirish Basa Ben, Eskola Nechosim. In addition, the Basa Ben would get all the Nechosim because the Ben is the real Yoidish in this Mishpacha. Umistama Hayunis Horish Lengli Nasi Leshevet Acher. That if you had, for instance, a only daughters, like the Benoist Slavka situation, in all likelihood, Mistama, they were nizen not to marry another Shevish, like Tisoid, Pentisoid, and Achel, the Shevet Acher. And that's what the Pshat in the Pasuk is, the Yom Losis HaYerusha, LePleitas VinYomin, the Yerusha that was left over, give it to the Pleita, the Pleita Nebuch, the refugees, the remaining Jews from Yomin, Kaleim, LeBonim, and Ekroim, HaShev, VinYomin, LeBasaben, Shechalinas, LeShevet Acher, VinNekra, Nachla, BiminYom. Okay, so that was a continuation of the same thought that we talked about yesterday about the Bas HaBen together with the Bas who yarshins, who doesn't. Today we're not talking about the Bas HaBen im HaBas, but Bas HaBen im HaBonim. And from here to the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara is going to have a number of Agadah Gemaras. The first one in particular is very difficult to understand. I mean, the Taich is easy, but it's difficult to understand what the Gemara is saying. Omri Yoichim Hashem Reb Shimon Ben Yechoy. Oh, Shimon Ben Yechoy, we just had the yard site. Kol She'inim Minyech Ben LeYorshe, whoever doesn't leave over a son to Yarshin him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moli Olav Evra, it's a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at that individual. And we don't mean that this person didn't try to have a son. There are people that get married and they have 12 daughters. He tried his whatever he could. It's not his fault. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him girls. He didn't give him sons. What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an anger against this individual from before, and therefore he didn't want this fellow to have a son that yarshins him. How do I know this? Because the Pachat says the Pachat v'avartem is nachlos levitoi. That ish kiyomus uvein ein loy va'avartem. Uksiv hasim, and it says yoyim evra hayoyim ahu. And that yoyim evra means the Kadosh Baruch Hu will get angry at an individual b'yoyim ahu on that day that he is going to don him after 120 or in loss of lovoi. So we see that the word evra has to do with anger. Va'avartem is nachlos levitoi means also anger. So if a person is ish kiyomus uvein ein loy, is a simon the Kadosh Baruch Hu had anger at that individual. And the Gemara continues on, Asher Ein Chalifais Lomoi Velo Yaru Elikim. The Gemara understands the word Chalifais over here to mean as a Chalipin, not as a Chalipin in exchange, but a Chalipin as a replacement. Asher Ein Chalifais Lomoi, if this person has no replacement, Velo Yaru Elikim, the simon that he himself is not a Yirei Hashem. What means a replacement? Whoever doesn't leave over a son, that's a simon that he's not a Yerei Shemayim. Charam Mekoshein Meniach Talmud, if he doesn't leave over a Talmud. And the Gemara explains, since we had a Machlokes of Yochanan Shimon ben Levi, and we don't know who said what, this time let's go and bring a Raya of Yochanan the Omer Talmud. Of Yochanan, that's the one that said that if you don't leave over a son, no Raya, you could still be a perfect Yerei Shemayim. If you don't leave over a Talmud, that's a simon you're not a Yerei Elikim. How do I know? The Omer of Yochanan Din Garmei de Asiro'a Beer. Rabbi Yochanan used to go to Menachem Ovel, and he would see people that Nebuch was so in sorrow, so distraught, so depressed. He would open up his pocket, and he would take out a Garmei. Garmei normally means a bone. However, the Rishbam says we don't mean a bone, he would take out a tooth, and he would say, you know what this tooth is from? This is from my 10th son.
This is in Gemara
Brachas. Gemara brings it other places too. You're right, Brachas Dafei. So Rabbi Yochanan says that unfortunately I had 10 sons. All of my 10 sons, as Rabbi Yochanan, Nebuch passed away during my lifetime. Rabbi Yochanan is still alive. But he lost all of his 10 sons. And if you don't believe me, here is the garmei, not the bone, but the tooth. The reason why the Rishbam says it's talking about a tooth, because if you're talking about a bone of course would be metame. And it's metame kamuloi sa'oira, even if it's very, very, very small. Others talk a lurim shot, not here, but Mesechus Brachos, that this garmi was talk a bone, but it was less than that shiur. But then it's difficult, isn't there a chiyuv of kvura, of being koivrin? So therefore it's easier to go and say that you're talking about a shein. Shein meaning it's this ashein epshat. If you're talking about a tooth is not metama. It's not only a tooth is not metama, fingernails are not metama, a number of things here is not metama. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan used to go and keep in his pocket, nebuch, wherever he went, such a shein, such a tooth, to go and show to Avelim and tell them, you think you lost something, you should only know what I lost. There's a famous story with the Blujava Zatzal, that he was being Menachem over Reb Shneur Kotler. Reb Shneur Kotler Zatzal lost a son during his own lifetime. I think his name was Reb Meir, if I'm not mistaken. And they say he was very, very special young man. He was an Iloy with Kreis Koiches, and then he passed away young. And Reb Shneur was sitting Shiva, and he was totally, totally depressed. Nebuch losing this jewel, his son Reb Meir. And that Blujava came to go Menachem over. Blujava was about 30 years older than him. And the Blujava said to him, I see how upset you happen to be because you had this special, special son who passed away. I want you to know that I had a very, very special daughter before the war, and unfortunately she was killed in the Muhammad together with the 6 million through the Nazis, Yimach Shemom Bezichram. The difference, however, between you and me is that you at least have a kever to go to. I don't even have a kever. Therefore, anytime I want to console myself with about my daughter, there's no way to console myself. I can't even go to the Beis HaChaim and say Kapit Fotilim. I can't even go and cry over a matzeva. No zecha left. At least you, Reb Shneur, at least you can go to the Beis HaChaim. You can go and pour out your heart. You have a matzeva. There's a permanent zecha to your son. I don't even have that. And they say Reb Shneur got a tremendous nechama as a result.
Remember, Mayor, sitting here, this room, yeah. Sitting in this room here, that's the treatment for his leukemia was, that's Chapnik, he's a good friend. He's come here often, says that. Yeah. This room.
Anyway, so you can imagine, so Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 sons, and Rabbi Yochanan would bring along a tooth to show. Anyway, so what do I see from this, says Rishbam? It must be Tistayim the Rabbi Yochanan the Amat Talmud. He must hold that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Pasuk says if you don't leave over a replacement, you don't leave over some a person who fills your shoes, it must be referred to a Talmud. He cannot be referring to a son, because then Rabbi Yochanan would be saying about himself, I'm not Yirei Elikim. Moreover, says the Rishbam, Mamela, if he wants to be modest about himself, I'm not Yirei Elikim. But what nechama would that be if he goes to an Ovel and says, Ovel, I'm not Yirei Elikim. You're not Yirei Elikim, because none of us have sons who are there to go and fill our shoes. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan meant that he doesn't have a Talmud as a replacement. So Timon, Rabbi Yochanan a Talmud, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Yom HaBet. Since it's a machloik between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, must be Rabbi Shimon ben Levi is referring to the son. And therefore he's saying, if you don't have a son, Chas v'Shalom, the person is not Yirei Elikim. But Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Le'oz le'bei tamya, ele be'man de'shachab le'body. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi would not go to a Beis HaAvel. The word tamya also means bones, but over here, in this context, it means he wouldn't go to a Beis HaAvel. Except for someone who died, who left over no children. Meaning, Reb Shimon ben Levi presumably was learning Yom Valayla. He didn't have time to do Nicham Avelim. However, someone who passed away without kids, then he felt, oh, you have to go and be Menachem Ovel, because of the terrible tragedy, a person passing away, not necessarily without kids, but at least without sons. Tachsiv said in the Pasuk, B'choy b'cho lo'hoylech. B'chu b'choy lo'hoylech. That's a double b'chiyah. Double b'chi is, and Nebuch, the father passed away, and there is no son. Now, if Rabbi Shua ben Levi would hold that a person who passes away without a son is not a Yirei Elikim, and therefore he's b'b'chinas Rasha, so Rabbi Shua ben Levi would presumably not go to such a Nicham Avelim, because what do you have to go Nicham Avelim for someone who is not a Yirei Elikim? Ella says the Gemara that Rabbi Shua ben Levi It must be Shimon Levi Tak is the one that says that if you didn't leave of a Talmud, then you're not a Reil Akip. And therefore, not leaving over a son is Nishkaraya Legabi Yerushimai. And if Shimon Levi, who the Yom Talmud, if Yechon, the Omar, then. And if that's the case, because Rabbi Yochanan went around with the shein, with the tooth of his youngest, of the tenth son that passed away. Rabbi Yochanan himself really held like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Even though the Gemara says that there's a machloikas, chadom, chadom, no. They both really hold that this ein Yerushimayim, that the Vayoro, the Kim, is only referring to someone who passes away without leaving any Talmidim. Aye, Rabbi Yochanan said before, Rabbi Yochanan is one of the two, and the Chayyim is referring to the Ben. He's not referring to his own Vart. Rabbi Yochanan was saying in the name of his Rebbe. Who is his Rebbe? Doesn't say in this Chazal, but the Gemara assumes that this is related to the previous Chazal, which said, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Bayichai, Kosh, Enim Niyach Ben Liyarshay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Molei Olav Evra. So apparently that's Rav Shua, that's the Rebbe that we're referring to, and therefore he said a very strong statement about not having a son, that there's a Kodesh Baruch who's angry at him, he's not a Yirei Elikim. So the Chor of these two memories work hand in hand.
Clarification, buddy. He had no sons left over, they all died.
Mm-hmm.
He had also no grandsons as well?
I don't know. Maybe he'll could be, and could be had very fine itemists also. Gemara doesn't address it. I don't know. Anyway, it's a shame Yair is not here. He's our home historian. I'm sure he would have certain views about this, and maybe you could tell us the names of the children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. Anyway, this is the Maaseh Nebuch, in the 10th child who passed away without a son. It's interesting that Shimon bar Yochai is the one that says Kosh Enim Beniach Ben Liyorshoi, because you have the famous Gemara Masechta Sukkah, if I'm not mistaken, but the Gemara says that when Shimon bar Yochai came out of the Ma'ara together with his son Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he looked around and he says Reisi Bnei Aliyah Umu'atim Heim. I looked around and I found very, very, very few Bnei Aliyah. In Elephaim Ani Ubni Mehem, we're 2 out of 1,000. In Mayahim Ani Ubni Mehem. In Masorahim Ani Ubni Mehem. In Shtayimim Ani Ubni Heim. There are only 2 Bnei Ali in the whole world. It's my son and me. That's Rabbi Shimon Yochai is being so proud that he has a son on his level. And in fact, there's a famous tshuva from the Tshuvas Mayim Chaim, from Chaim HaKohen Rappaport. Chaim HaKohen Rappaport has a historical footnote. All the Rappaport Kehanim were considered to be Kehanim Yuchasim, and they say about the Vilna Goyen that throughout his lifetime, for years and years, he was always afraid that he didn't, either about himself or about his son, that he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. So every coin that he met, he gave 5 shkulim, Stam for Zichar, because he wasn't sure. And with all due respect to Rabbi Cohen, but he wasn't sure. But once he came to Akoyin Rappaport and he gave him, if he said, now from this point on I don't have to give anymore because Kahanam Yuchas. What did the Chief Ismaim Chaim Akoyin Rappaport say? He asked Akasha. We have 2 great yard sites throughout the year on the 2 greatest, or among the greatest, of Klai Yisrael. One is Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Zayin Adar. One is Lag Ba'omer, which is Shem Ba'yichoy. How come on Zayin Adar it says in the Noisa Kevim and Shulchan Aruch that in many places they had a minute to fast on that day? Particularly the Chevra Kadishas used to fast on Zayin Adar. And when it comes Lag Ba'omer, which is the Yard of Shem Ba'yichoy, fast? Amach Kantasudis, and Hilulis, and Mekeit, and Mepravet, and Metanz, and Mespringt, and Melacht, and Metop, but how could that be? Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Nigla. Rav Shimon bar Yochai gave us the Torah to Nistar, and here Machman against Yirmi Dilula, and do Machman the Yard Side Mavaint. In many places they even have slichas that they go and say in Zayin Adar. How does this work out? The Chief is Mayim Chaim HaKohen says, because the Gemara Masechtas Temura says in the beginning of the Masechta that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, there was such a chashkas in Torah that much of Torah was lost during Yemei Avelish of Moshe. Ah, Chechzino Asniel Ben Kenaz Ben Pupula, he was able to be machzer a portion of the Torah, 1700 Gzeir Shavis and Kal Vachoymes that had been lost Yemei Avelish of Moshe. And we learned ourselves here in Masechta Bava Basra, back in Hei, and in Vav, where the Gemara said that when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away and Yeshua ben Nun took over, everybody said these the Kalim Shabbai said Dharma Amru, they said Pnei Moshe Kipnei Chama Pnei Yeshua Kipnei Levana. What's the difference between a chama and a levana? Chama is its own radiance and its own shine and its own rays of light and of heat. Mashenka and levana is just a mirror,
a reflection.
Oilan la oisa busha, oilan la oisa cherpa. Nebuch, what we've lost, Moshe Beinu passed away. It's as if nemish bo hashemish betzorayim. It's now dark in the world. So you may have ails. However, when it comes to the day of Lag BaOmer, since when Reb Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, he left over son Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, who was on the same madrega because of that Gemara Masechta Sukkah that says that Reis ben Aliyah ani ubni hein. So there was not one iota of Torah that was lost; it remained bishlei Musa ubit mimasa, totally ganz. Ah, says my Mechaim Kohen Rappaport, that's pshat. The reason why we fast and the reason why we kutzuch on Zayin Adar is because we remember this is a terrible day of disaster. Whole portions of Torah were lost when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. It's as if the sun was never covered for the rest of eternity. Mashenkin Reb Shimon Bar Yochai passed away. The Torah Sinister remained total Bishlei Musa. Ah, this is the day that one should go and be Mesamech, one should be happy, especially because the Tzaddikim, Atulim Misosin, Kriyim Chayim, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai up in Oilam Elyon could still poil Yeshuas even today, as the hundreds of thousands of people that went on Lag BaOmer will tell you that's why they went up to Miran. Anyway, so what we see from this Gemara is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was very particular that a person should leave a ben liyorshoi, like we just said. It's Vav Zayin Ches. It's on the bottom of the Amud Beis. Like the last 10 lines in the Amud Beis, if you bring the Gemara, show it to you. It's the beginning of Tumur. Anyway, on the 6th or 7th line of the wide lines of Gemara yet, we have a Simen Hadad Oni V'Chocham. Hadad Oni V'Chocham. The reason why we have these three words is, as we'll see, Reb Pinchas ben Choma is being quoted now. Three separate memories. Every one of the memories uses one of those three terms. Hadad Oni V'Chocham. His daughter Reb Pinchas ben Choma. Ma'idach says in the Basif Hadad Shom Mitzrayim. I believe Hadad was the king of Mitzrayim. He heard in Mitzrayim. Kishach of David in a voice of David HaMelech passed away. Shkoyach. Thank you. Hadad was Melech Haram. He heard in Mitzrayim. Kishach of David in a voice of. Yoyev Sar HaTzavah. David HaMelech passed away, and Yoyev ben Tzeruya Sar HaTzavah passed away. Now notice, both of them passed away, but there's a different expression used. David was Shochav, and Yoyev was Mes. So Timar David Sheniach ben Nemra boy Shchiva. David HaMelech left over a son. Therefore he said Shchiva. In other words, he didn't die. He's just lying there in state, so to speak. Yoyev Shleniach ben Nemra boy Misa. He never passed away without a son. Nebuch Misa. Freitimar ben Yoyev Leniach ben. He certainly had a son, Ivadi ben Yechiel, but he told me he didn't have a son. And David Jia ben Kemoisai Nemra boy Shchiva, because David HaMelech passed away, he left over Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was Chochem Mikol Adam. Therefore, he left a ben Kemoisai. So therefore, he's only resting. What does the Gemara say in Tanis? My Yankov leMeisa, just my Zera leMeisa, Zaf Yankov leMeisa continues alive. David HaMelech continues to live because he had Shlomo HaMelech. Yoyev Shleniach ben Kemoisa, even though Avadya ben Yechiel was presumably a Hashem person, but he wasn't on the same level as Yoyev. Never by Misa Nebuch, this great Yoyev passed away, leaving no one to replace him in the full degree of replacement.
Wasn't Yoyev taken forcibly and executed though? Wasn't he?
See, man, that's the reason why it would be Shach to use the word Mace instead of Shachav.
Exactly.
Okay, but apparently the Gemara feels that you could use the term Shachav even under those circumstances. Or at least by David HaMelech, you could say Mes, even if though it was a normal passage. Dorosh Pinchas ben Chom. This is the second memra of Reb Pinchas. This is now the Oni. Anius b'teich beis shel adam, being poor is worse than Yoyis mechamisha makas, worse than 50 makas. Remember, it says by Iyoyv, Chanuni Chanuni atem rei'ai ki yad alika nogabi. As you know, the three friends of Yoyev came to visit him. I'm sorry, not Iyoyv. And Iyoyv said to his three friends, go and have Rachmanis ami Chanuni from Lashon Racham Chanun. Ki yad alika nogabi. The hand of Hashem is Nebuch touched me. What's the raya, the 50 makos? Explains Rishbam, because it says in Mitzrayim, etzbalikimhu, that the gabi, the makos, you say Nagoda too? But where's it, Nagoda take it from? Presumably from the Chumash. Anyway, so the Chumash says that the makos were
not from the
Rishbam. Anyway, it was etzba elikim, and therefore, since it was etzba elikim, that's the 10 makos. A yad, a hand, has 5 fingers, 5 times 10 is 50, similar to what you have in the Agada, about the 50 and 100 and 200, 250, etc. Anyway, so therefore, 50 makos. The Kamali Chavrei and the Chavarim tell now to Eoif, he shomer al teifen el oven, don't look at the tzoris that you have. It's still better than having anius. And even though in Erev it says a lot of his possessions were also destroyed, however, he still retained other possessions. So, Taka, it's been very, very bad. Erev, we realize you've had a miserable, miserable life, 50 makas. But it's still not as bad as being an oni, being totally poor, and not having a penny to your name. So that was the second member. Third member is Darish Pinchas Ben Chama, Bar Chama. Because she actually choyle b'tarich beis. The person has a choyle yevachetzel chacham. Person should go to a chacham. Yirake shel avrachmim. Ask for rachmanes. He should be mespal for that individual. Shnemach Hamas Melech Malachi Mavis beish chacham yichaprena. Even if Chas Hashem is the Hamas Hamelech Malachi Mavis Chas Hashem, the chaim of the king of the Rebbeinu Shalom, you have a choyle. You go to the chacham yichaprena. And he'll hopefully be able to be mechaper, he'll be able to atone, and be able to get this person to be os chayla. That's, of course, the makar for people, even bizman hazeh, people going to chachom and tzadikim to go and get brachas, so that, and tvilis, so that they get a refuah for their chayla b'tayi. Basically, Agmar particularly said, sorry? Okay, so that's what I meant when I said for a bracha, not just go and say, yeah, I bench you, but also he should go and look at the kvittel and have in mind in his tfilis that this person should have a refuah. It says, Yelech Eitzel Chacham, you've all heard of Ramanachem Porish Zecharin the Bracha, who was one of the members of the Agud on behalf of the Agudas Yisrael. And he left over, after he passed away, he left over a number of children. One of the children, I don't remember his name exactly at this time, but gives a daily daf in the Melona Merkaz. Today it's called the Prima Palace. And so he told me one time, he is a Choshev Talmud Chacham, he said, for the first 13 and a half years of marriage, he had no children. 13 and a half years of marriage. One day he decided he's going to go and get a bracha from a great Adam Gogol. Why he decided to come to America for this purpose, I don't know. Maybe his father suggested it. Anyway, he came to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Rav Moshe Feinstein at that time was already a very, very old and sick man. In fact, he was going with a nasal cannula with an oxygen tank 24 hours with him. So he came over to Rav Moshe and he said, Rav Moshe, I need a bracha, I need to be mespal for me because I don't have children, never 13 and a half years of marriage. He said, Rav Moshe, and maybe he was still wearing tefillin, maybe he was davening, I'm not sure, but Rav Moshe showed with his finger, within 1 year, you're going to have Mitzvah Machat. Rav Moshe passed away 6 or 7 months later, he himself passed away. 12 months later, this fellow, Rav Nachum Parish's son, had his first child within a year.
Did you name him Moshe?
That I don't know. But what he did tell me was that he's so thankful that every single time there's something major in his family, for instance, when that son became Bar Mitzvah and then the son got married, etc., he always goes to the Kibbutz Moshe to thank him for being Mispal on his behalf.
Wow.
That he should have a son. And we go on right. Two lines from the bottom. Okay, so now we're going back on the Mishnah. We left out the lines there. The father goes before Otzi Yotzirech. The Gemara makes it easy for us to figure out the Aviho Av and Achiho Av. Kigoin Avroham v'Yishmoel v'Nichsei Esav Eizemen Koidim. So let's remember what it says in the Torah. It is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu has two sons, Yitzchak and Yishmael. And Barry's meeting and said, don't forget the B'nai Keturah, Shkayev. We're talking about Yitzchak and Yishmael. And you have Yitzchak that had two children, Yaakov and Esav. Esav dies. Esav leaves no children. This is, of course, not the same Esav in the Torah, because Esav in the Torah left over, unfortunately, many, many, many children. Eliphaz is just one of many, and of course came out of Amalek, and the Germans, and the Nazis, and all the rest. But at least in the Mashal of the Gemara, Esav is the one that died. Rishbam even points out, wouldn't it have been easier to talk about Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov instead of talking about Esav? Says Rishbam, Nisan Nokad the Esav Shu Rasha V'Loi V'Yaakov. For giving a marshal, let's go and give a marshal that that Esav died. Why should we talk about Yaakov dying? That's very good. It's a beautiful Rishbam, beautiful Gemara. Good. Anyway, Esav died. Esav, now let's go and figure out that Nachlis based on the title, assuming that Esav is Jewish. And therefore, first we abandon. According to our marshal, he left over no sons, no grandchildren. Gunish. Let's assume then what goes after the son comes a daughter. No daughters. So therefore, there are no sons and no daughters left to Esav. Okay, so who's the next in line? So, even though the Torah says, mainly Bas, you go to the Echav, but we know from the Mishnah before, from the beginning of the Perek, that the She'eroi, the father, cuts the line, so to speak, and the father now comes after the children. So there are no children. So who is now the father of Esav? Father of Esav was Yitzchak. And Yitzchak should be now the one that would go in Yarshin from Esav. Unfortunately, Yitzchak also passed away. Okay, so who's the next one in line? Now Yitzchak's sons, the brothers. The Einlei Baas, Satan Achlasa Liachav. You have to go to the brothers. So who's the brother? You have the brother is Yaakov. Right. No? Esav doesn't have brother Yaakov? Do you agree?
Yeah.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Okay, unfortunately, Yaakov is also not here in this marshal, and none of the Shiftei Kohen, none of the Shvatim, nobody around. Okay, so there are no children of Esav, there is no father of Esav, there are no brothers of Esav. So who's the next one in line that you go, according to the Torah, namely Achim, then you go to the Achei Aviv. Who are the brothers of the father? The father was Yitzchak. Yitzchak has one brother. He has a brother, Yishmael. Mm-hmm. Okay, l'chay you should go to Yishmael. On the other hand, Yitzchak also has his father, Avraham. So now the question is, who's the one that's going to Yashin? Avraham is the Aviyah, he's the Zeder, and Yishmael is the Feter, he's the Achiyah. In terms of generations, obviously Yishmael is closer. However, what the Gemara is going to go and tell us is, even though the Lashon HaTorah is that if there are no brothers to Esav, in our case, Yaakov is not around, and there was no father, and there are no children, so the Torah says, the namely Achim, if you go to the uncle, who's the Achi Aviv, that's the Chay Yishmael. Says our Gemara, no, that's not the Halacha. The Halacha is, you're going to go to Avraham. Why? Amarava Toshima, as we learned in the Mishnah, Av Koidum Lachol Yoitse Yerechai. Avram is the father of Yishmael, therefore Avram gets before Yishmael. But it's not only that Avram happens to be the father of Yishmael, Rishbam explains. Since Yitzchak is not here, let's say Yitzchak would be here. Yitzchak should be the one to go in Yarshin from Esav, because Esav has no kids. Esav has no brothers. One that should go in Yarshin, even if he had brothers, the one that should go in Yarshin would be his father, Yitzchak. Unfortunately, Yitzchak's not around, and there are no children of Yitzchak. Okay, but let's now focus on Yitzchak. Who should go and Yarshin from Yitzchak if Yitzchak passed away? Initially, it would be his children. Yitzchak has no children. So therefore, you go to Yitzchak's father. Who's Yitzchak's father? Avram. If there's no Avram, then you go down the next generation to Avram's children, the Yoytze Yerach of Avram. Who would that be? That would be Yishmael. See here too. Normally, since Esav passed away, Esav died, he didn't just pass away, he died. Who should be the one that should go in Yarshin would be? Yitzchak. Yitzchak is not here. You don't go to Yitzchak's brother, you go to Yitzchak's father. Because the whole entitlement of Yishmael to go and Yarshin over here is because he's a derivative of Avraham. And therefore Avraham gets and not Yishmael. Very good. When you have a shaila between Avraham and Yishmael, Avraham gets, Yishmael does not get.
And if it would be a father to...
We're going to have another case now, which I sent as a question you have in mind. Now the Gemara says, this is so bullshit, I didn't even know why Rami Bar Chama asked it. It's Chavafedish Mishnah, Av Koilim Lechol Yoitzi Reichai, Avram goes before Yishmael. Rami Bar Chama says the Gemara, Agav churfe le'ayin ba. It's a nice way of saying that unfortunately he didn't focus totally. He made a shtickle mistake. Like Rashbam says at the top, agav churfe, from charifusai, from his grace charifis, sheyatorud b'she'ela acheres, the next question is going to be a much stronger question than the question that we had until now. And that's where he focused all of his attention. The question that we said until now was a kleiner question, which kind of got caught up in all of this discussion, but that really wasn't such a big question. What is the big question? This is what I think Brother Shai was about to allude to. Boi Rome Bar Chama, Avi Ho'av, the Ochiv, again, Avram, Avi Ho'av, but now his brother. In other words, not the Achei Oviv, but the Ochiv. Keep going. Avram v'Yaakov v'nichsei Esav. Oh, we start again. Esav died. Esav left no children. After the children, you go to the father. Who would be the father? Yitzchak. There's no Yitzchak. Okay, after Yitzchak, you're going to go to Yitzchak's children. Who's Yitzchak's children? Yaakov. Oh, and Yaakov is here. That's the difference between this case and the previous case. Previous case, there was no Yaakov. Here, there is a Yaakov. Oh, Yaakov says, Ich bin der Chabruder. I'm a brother of Esav. I want a Yashin. Comes Avram Avinu, he's the Zayd of Yaakov, not the father. He's the Zayd, and he says, we have in our Mishnah, Kol Yoytzi Yerach, you're my Einikel. I get, not you, just like we had on the Yomid Aleph, that Avram trumps, excuse the expression, Avram trumps Yishmael. So Avram says, I trump also Yaakov. Yaakov is also my Yoytzi Yerach. So the question is, who gets Eizman Kaid? Does Avram get, or does Yaakov get? Amar Rava. Rava's emphasis, Shaila, and Barry immediately is thinking to himself, the Rambam and Bachom and Rava have a certain relationship, right, because both of them were items by Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had a
first.
Rav Chisda had a daughter, and Rav Chisda's daughter was playing on his lap, and he says to his daughter, you see Rambam Bachom, you see Rava, who would you like to go and marry? And she said, I want to marry both of them. And Rava says, but I'm going to be the second one. The Kachava, that Rambam Bachom was the first item of Rav Chisda. He passed away, and then Rava was the Zivik Shiny of the same one. Anyway, so Rava wants to be poshut the Shal of Ram Bacham, and he says, Toshima, let's look at our Mishnah. Ho'av kod mechol yoytzi reichoi. So Avad Avram should get before Yaakov. Avram is like Yaakov's Zayda. Most of us remember that from the Chimish. So therefore, if Yaakov has an entitlement, then Avram has an entitlement, then Avram is kod mechol yoytzi reichoi. That's how Rava was poshut. Says the Gemara, why didn't Rambam Bar Chama, why wasn't he pushed that way? From Bar Chama understood our Mishnah, the Yoytzi Reicha Shaloi, for the Yoytzi Reicha Shal Benoi. That the word Yoytzi Yerech, although normally we understand Yoytzi Yerech to mean all future offspring, generations, descendants, even 20 generations later, he's Yoytzi Yerech. However, Rambam Bar Chama interpreted it literally the Yoytzim of his Yerech, meaning his immediate generation, not two generations, not five generations, not 10 generations, his immediate generation. And therefore, if you're talking about Avram and Yishmael, Avram trumps Yishmael. That's his immediate son. However, Yaakov is already not his Yoytzi Yerech, it's the Yoytzi Yerech of his son Yitzchak, one generation removed. This halacha of Av Koyim doesn't apply in this case. Hachinam Mistabit, the Gemara says, between the two, Rav and Rav and Bachama, how are we going to be poshut? We're going to be poshut taka like Rav and Bachama was poshut his own Shaila. Hachinam Mistabra, that what? That Yaakov is going to get, and not Avraham. What is taka this Svara over here? It's very easy. Let's go and analyze again the situation. As you remember, Barry was saying before, the reason why Avram gets before Yishmael, because Yishmael is only derivative of Avraham's rights of Yerusha. That's not the case over here. Yaakov's right to Yerusha over here is derivative from Yitzchak, not from Avram. Right. What was the case over here? You have Esav, Baruch Hashem, Yipayit. And now, we look at Esav, we look for children, Nishtuk HaKinder. No children, Nishkanevach, Halavai. Anyway, no children to Esav. Now you go to Esav's father. Who was Esav's father? Was Yitzchak, right? Yitzchak was the father of Yaakov and Esav. And Yitzchak is Och Nishtuk. So what does the Torah say? Then you go to Yitzchak's children. The Yoytzi Yerech of the father, that's our Mishnah, the Yoytzi Yerech of the father. Who's the Yoytzi Yerech of Yitzchak? That's Yaakov. Yaakov is here. Baruch Hashem, Yaakov goes and Yashins. Wasn't it Avram? If there would not be a Yaakov left, that means Yitzchak has no kids. Yaakov has no kids. So then you have to go one further up up the ladder, down the ladder, depending which way you look at it, like we learned yesterday. So the next one up the ladder, that would be now to Avram. It's Mishukai Yitzchak, go to Avram. And you would say, if Avram is here, give it to Avram. If you know Avram, then you give it to Avram's children. Who's Avram's children? Yishmael. Why? Because every father is always before the Yoytzi Erech, who is the derivative of him. And who is the derivative of Avram? Yishmael. However, Yaakov is not a derivative of Avram. Yaakov is a derivative of Yitzchak. Oh, Ibazoi. Yitzchak certainly comes before Avram. Even though Yitzchak happens to be the son of Avram, but Yitzchak goes first, and then if no Yitzchak, then you go up the next generation.
What do you say Yishmael was his son? It says Yitzchak he called Avram.
Yeah, that's true. In terms of who's going to be the Yiddish folk, it won't be our cousins, the Arabs. It's going to be us.
Yeah,
all of this is Mishalim, because Esav in the Torah unfortunately had many children. Ekat Koydach, and Nachas, and Miza, and the Alech Ebra, mit Elifas. There's a some soifer, unbelievable some soifer, that says that the reason why Koyrach went off the derech, one of the first documented off the derech people in Klal Yisrael, was because his father wasn't makbid on the halacha that you don't call your son a name after a rasha. And Koyrach is one of the alufei Esav, aluf Koyrach, aluf Nachach, aluf Miza, aluf Elifas. He was one of the children of Esav. The father of Koyrach shouldn't have called his son's name Koyrach. Should have called them Moshe. He should have called them Chaim. He should have called them Reuven. That's a Chassam Sofer. That's the reason why Koyrach went off the derech, because he had the name of Yesh Omrim. That's the reason why when you say to someone, you should see tons of Nachas, you say you should have a lot of Yiddish Nachas. Because Esav had Aluf Nachas. He also had a son Nachas. So don't say, I want you to have Nachas. He might be Esav Nachas. Yiddish Nachas. That's Esav. Anyway. Vazokti? What?
What was he thinking when he gave him the name Korach?
He didn't. He obviously didn't see that Chassam Sofer. Or he forgot the Chazal that you're not supposed to name a child after a Russian. Anyway, beginning back to Gemara. Hachanam Mistavra. Rami Machom is L'choyra right that who is going to go in Yarshan of Yaakov and not Avraham. Hachanam Mistavra. Tiktani. Zehaklal, this is the general rule. Kola koidim menachlo yoytzi reichai koidmin. Whoever's earlier on the food chain goes and gets first. The Ilu, Isel Yitzchak, if Yitzchak would be around, he's not. But if he would be around, Yitzchak Koidim. And therefore, what does it say? Kol HaKoyim Anachal Yoytzi Yerecha Koidimin. Since Yitzchak's not around, Hashanami Lesi Yitzchak. Yaakov Koidim Shmamina, and therefore Yaakov gets and not Abraham. Yeah. We're going to still learn the Mishnah by side. We're still learn the Mishnah. Anyway, on to the next Mishnah. Very simple. Mishnah Bais is only going to take us a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes, and maybe we're going to review it again tomorrow, but let's finish off the Daf. Zok the Mishnah. By the way, for those of you that really want to go through the Yerusha, there's a beautiful Rishbam Hachanam Mistavra, which goes through all the Doidus. You start at Ben and all the children, and then the Bas and all the children, and then you go to the father and all the children, and then the brother. It's Rishbam Hachanam Mistavra. Hachanam Mistavra. It's right towards the end of the short lines. It's a simple Rishbam, but it's very gishmak. He really goes through it door after door. If you don't have this, no son, then you go to son's children. There's no daughter, you go to the daughter's children. And then you go to the father. The father has no children. And the father's sons and the father's daughters. And then you go to the grandfather. And you got uncles. It goes through all the generations. It's very gishmak. Anyway, getting to the Mishnah. Look to Mishnah. We always think the nice lavcha got one chelik of their father's lavcha. But in fact, they got three chalokim in Achla. Which three chalokim? Chedek Abin Shoyem Yoytzei Mitzrayim. This Yoytzei Mitzrayim is going to be a very hot issue, Mietshem, tomorrow. To who was Neschalka Oretz? Was it to the Yoytzei Mitzrayim or was it to the Boi Oretz? What Nafkimina is there, we'll see Mietshem tomorrow. But even though Tzlovchot was not Zoycha to go into Eretz Yisrael, together with all the Yidin Nebuch that passed away in the Midbar, Tzlovchot also passed away. He didn't pass away like everybody else. Tzlovchot was a special case. But anyway, the bottom line is, Tzlovchot did not survive the Midbar. He didn't get Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, he had a chelik. That chelik was because he was from the Yoytzei Mitzrayim. So that was chelik number one. V'chalku im echov v'nichsei chayfer. We spoke about this already yesterday in the Gemara, and that is that Slavchad was the son of Chayfer, and Slavchad had a number of brothers and also perhaps sisters. From the Rishbam yesterday, Mashi had sisters as well. Sisters don't count for purposes of Yerusha, so we don't have to really refer to them. But Slavchad had a bunch of brothers. Chayfer was also from the Yoytzei Mitzrayim, and therefore also entitled to a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But Nebach, he passed away. So Slavchad, together with his brothers, all were zoyche in a chelik of Chayfer's Yerusha. Therefore, since Slavchad wasn't here, the Benoi Slavchad got Slavchad's share of the Yerusha of Chayfer. And Barry spoke about this yesterday, meaning that Slavchad was a Bechor. He was the eldest son in Chayfer's Mishpachet. And therefore, Slavchad was entitled to get two portions of Chayfer's Yerusha. Together the other sons got one portion, he got a double portion. And even though Slavchad Nebuch passed away, the children got that portion from Slavchad. So therefore they got both Slavchad's share as a Poshut, and they got Slavchad's share as a Bechor. So those are the two Chalokim and Chayfer, together with the portion of Slavchad himself, three altogether. Only one problem L'Choyre is, who lived longer? Was it Chayfer or Slavchad? In other words, who outlived the other? Who died first and who died second? If Chayfer passed away first, then it's easy. Then Slavchad got two halakim. The other brothers got their single chelik. Slavchad passed away, and now the children are getting the entire Yerusha of Slavchad, which included two halakim in Chayfer's Yerusha estate. Good. However, what happens if, in fact, if Slavchad passed away first and then Chayfer passed away second, would the children at that time, would the Bnei Slavchad also get a chelik? And you're saying, why not? Because we have halacha that a bechor is not noitel b'ro'oi ki b'mochsak.
Because we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, it's all right, it's not mochsak, they don't have Eretz Yisrael yet.
So you're asking another question, you're not answering this question, you're
I'm
asking
adding,
another
I'm question. I'm begging
you're,
the question.
You're begging and you're adding another question. Your question is, the whole Eretz Yisrael was only ro'oi, it wasn't mochsak yet. Even if it was only Roy and not Muxiket, the whole din of not taking Roy Kim Muxik is only a Bechor. So you're saying, Al the Bechor Shaft, how did they go and get a Chayde? Because it was only Roy, it was not Muxik. Anything else that he had, Al Tsposhet, there's no problem. The whole din of Ein Noitel Roy Kim Muxik is a Bechor. Why? But Bechor, because in the Pasik, he gets Piv Shnayim Bechor Lashi Yimotze Loi. Yimotze Prat, something which is Roy, not Motze. Anyway, so Rishbam answers your question by really giving your question as the teretz. And that is, because they were Yoytzei Mitzrayim, and the Mishnah says that the Yoytzei Mitzrayim received a chedek ba'aretz, even though they didn't have it in their hands mamish, it's deemed to be kemuchzik. The fact that they received a chedek, that's deemed to be kemuchzik. That's considered to be muchzik. That's the Rishbam here on the bottom. If you look at the Rishbam, we is the Rishbam. Chalki mechem nechzi chayfer, the chayfer yotzei Mitzrayim. Go on to the next Rishbam. Chaylik Avien. Oh. If you look at the Rishbam, Benachla, the first Rishbam on the Mishnah, skip to the next Rishbam. Chelik Avihen, Tzulavcha Shoyim Yoytzim Mitzrayim, Shabben Anichlus Ba'aretz Layoynoitu Bishol Atzmai Chelik Ba'aretz. The person that went into Eretz Yisrael didn't get a Chelik because himself. Hoyvel Yoytzim Mitzrayim Kiram B'Gemara. Tekasover Haytanel Yoytzim Mitzrayim Nishalk Aretz V'loy Leboya Aretz. It goes to those that went out of Mitzrayim and not those that entered into Eretz Yisrael. And now skipping for Shoyim Tzulavcha B'choyer. That's the last Rishbam here in the Amid. By your roi liter al pi shnayim im echem nechse chayfer. The avo bishan abachar noitel be roi kibam muchzik. Eretz Yisrael muchzekesi li yoytzim etzrayim kidom mi gemara. It's considered to be muchzik. And therefore, Afilu and May Slavka become Chayfer. Even if Slavka passed away before Chayfer, Nim says Slavka is still Yerush Bishnayim B'chalei Shimotzel Chayfer. Yerush Sinai, among the things that was Motzui to Chayfer, even though he wasn't physically in possession, he was halachically in possession because the Yosef sign Lehem Muchzik Aretz, and therefore the Bnei Slavka got three halakim: Slavka's chaylik, Chayfer's chaylik, and a double portion of Chayfer because Slavka was a bechor. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.